It's been a joy praying with the scriptures throughout this time since Easter, and especially the readings. So we get the readings from the Acts of the Apostles, where we see, especially right now, Peter and John getting after it. They're great. It's so fun to read about them, especially knowing where they came from. So right now, we have them full of boldness. If you've been tracking these readings, they just are unafraid. They're unafraid. They go forth and they proclaim the name of Jesus, and there's power that happens. But I've been reflecting on this. This is one thing that has stuck with me all week. So I apologize, some of you have said this already, even in the context of Mass. But it's this, that objectively speaking, the life of the apostles gets way harder after the resurrection than before, for them personally. It's way harder after the resurrection. When they're rolling around with Jesus, they just get to watch him do miracles and heal all sorts of people and all that, and they're along for the ride. After the resurrection, they face opposition. They get thrown in jail, they get beaten, all sorts of things happen. Eventually, they start giving their life, just like their master. Which is better? Well, of course, post-resurrection, even in the face of all the difficulties that they encounter, it's way better. And not only is it way better, but they are way better post-resurrection because they have freedom. And I'm going to come back to that because this is all about freedom. See, God, he loves, he breaks them out of jail in the reading that we have today. They get thrown in jail for proclaiming the name of Jesus, and God sends an angel and busts them out. God does not like prisons. He does not like prisons in the readings, but he does not like prisons in our lives, in our spiritual lives, and so many people are stuck in jail. Oftentimes, prisons of our own making. Sin, Jesus says very directly in John's gospel, is slavery. Sin imprisons us, and he wants to set us free. Peter and John, over and over in this story that we're getting kind of the tail end of, are described as acting with boldness. Boldness. And it's a certain type of boldness, and I want to say just a little bit about that. Their boldness is not the boldness of knowing that they're right, because that verges on arrogance and can often be really harsh. The boldness that they have is the boldness that we want to have. It's the boldness that comes from having met the risen Lord. Having met him, just like we heard last Sunday, as Jesus passes through the self-imposed prison, they lock themselves into a room because they're afraid. Jesus passes through and he says, "Peace be with you." And then he shows them his wounds to begin to heal their own woundedness. And then he says, "Peace be with you" again. Then he breathes on them and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father sent me, so I send you." So after all of that, after meeting the risen Lord, after having his wounds begin to address their wounds, then, and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, then they're ready to go out on mission. And sometimes what happens, friends, especially when people are just getting into their faith, is that they think they have all the answers and they think they're right, but they actually haven't met Jesus in a deep and personal and profound way. So they think they have answers, and then they hurt people with just throwing answers at them. Sometimes I say it's like they break out the bazooka of truth and just start firing away. And that's not helpful. That doesn't help anybody. It just does a lot of damage. But Peter and John aren't like that because they've met Jesus and they've encountered his wounds. And his wounds, Isaiah says it, Peter writes it later in one of his letters, says, "By his wounds we are healed." By the wounds of Jesus, we're healed. We have to bring our wounds to his wounds. St. Ignatius of Loyola says, "Within thy wounds hide me." We have to have contact with the wounds of Christ. And when that happens, then healing comes. And then we can receive more deeply the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then we're ready to go out on mission. Well, Peter and John are ready to go out on mission, and they're unafraid. They encounter all sorts of obstacles. They hear over and over from the people who have authority and power, you can't speak in that name anymore. And they're just super real. They say, whether it's right for us to obey God or you, you be the judge. But we can't. It's impossible for us not to speak that name. It's impossible for them. What happens in the reading tonight, from Acts 5, they're thrown in jail. They're shut down. They're locked down. What does God do? He sends an angel. The angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life. Tell the people everything about this life. So with great boldness, but with great freedom, they go. And they go right back to the place where they first got in trouble, and they keep speaking the truth of Jesus Christ. They're free men. Freedom. St. Paul says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. What is that freedom? Well, there's two aspects for sure. First is freedom from, and the second is freedom for. So first is freedom from. God wants to set all of us free from certain things. The apostles, they had to be freed from their fear. That's why they locked themselves in the upper room. St. John says it very directly. They locked the doors out of fear. They have to be set free from that fear. It was a legitimate fear. They just saw Jesus taken, tortured, and crucified. But they had to be set free from that fear. Well, friends, you and I have to be set free from our fears and from our sins. And by the way, so many of our sins are directly connected to our fears. So many of the sins that people struggle with are but the symptom, the visible reality of a deeper fear. They're afraid, so then they have to grasp, because they think that's how they're going to satisfy the fear in their own heart. Jesus wants to set us free. Free from that fear. Free from the sins that come from that fear. But then that's not enough. Because he doesn't want to just set us free from. He wants to set us free for. Look at what the angel tells Peter and John. He doesn't just say, hey, you're free from this prison. Good for you. Run back to the Christians and just stay hunkered down, safe. No, go back to the temple publicly and tell people everything about this life. I love that line. The life that we get to live in Jesus Christ is so profoundly beautiful and amazing. It's exactly what you were made to experience. It's the highest level of human existence, is life lived in and through Jesus Christ. That's why, as Christians, as Catholics, we freaking won the lottery. I almost said a bad word. We won the lottery because God is so good. That's the life that we get to live. Now we have to tell people about that life. Through our words, yeah, but most importantly, through the way we live. Tell people everything about this life, that Jesus has set you free from your sins, but also free for. Sharing what? The mission. And what's the mission? The mission of Jesus Christ is the mission of the church. And the mission of Jesus Christ was to share the divine life, to give the divine life to the world. And that's the mission of the church. And he's entrusted it to very real people, to you and to me. To Bishop Vedder, to Pope Francis. All Christians, we all have that mission. That's what we're freed for. We're not just freed from, we're freed for something. To commit to that reality, to give our lives to that truth, to live our lives in such a way that people can see the life that Jesus has won for us. That's freedom for. And that's really, really important because we're made for that. How do we encounter it? Very simple. Through him and with him and in him. We meet the risen Lord in personal prayer. We meet him in the sacraments. We meet him in the way that we serve. We meet him as we say yes in the daily invitation to live a Christian life. And then we know him. And the more we know him, the more we can live through him, with him, in him. That's the call. Jesus is real. He's risen from the dead. He's a real person who calls to each and every one of us. He wants to free you from things. Of course he does, and he will. But that's the first half of the equation. Because then, once freed from, he's like, all right, now that you're not enslaved, now that you're not in prison anymore, now go and live this life free for, because we're all made for that mission. Anything less, my friends, is settling for too little. So don't settle for too little. Jesus Christ, he's the apex. He's the best thing in your life. Say yes to him and let him truly be Lord. He's risen from the dead. Let him be Lord of your life.